You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
All right, and we're back, Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast.
Sherpa Shorts, going through the alphabet in 26 days, finding words that correspond with each letter of the alphabet, and then just going on a riff about youth ministry related to that word.
Absolutely. Here we are on day 13, halfway home.
We have made it halfway. It's hard to believe.
Mr. Anderson, it's your turn. What is your word for?
The letter M.
My word for the letter M is mission statement. Do you have a mission statement in your youth ministry, Matthew? And if you do, how did you arrive at that? And how do you actually use it as an important element of your student ministry?
Well, the answer to that question is yes. And let me give you the right answer. The mission statement for our student ministry is the same as the mission statement for our church.
Oh,
because
okay.
We do not want to be kind of an entity that's out there. We want to be a part of the larger thing. We talked about this with the kingdom the other day.
Right.
We want to be a part of it. So our church has a mission statement, which is to honor God by bringing the good news to those who don't know him, becoming radical Christ followers, living as Jesus lived, and bridging the gap between the church and the community by expressing Christ's love through service. So it's discipleship, it's evangelism, and it's service.
Okay.
And so we do program our student ministry around making sure that we are helping our students become like Jesus, helping our students serve the community and bridge that gap, and making sure that we are helping their friends who don't know Jesus already come to know Jesus. So that all happens.
Okay.
But again, it's a very specific age group that we're working with.
Right.
So we do have a very specific.
It's a pretty long mission statement for student ministry.
Absolutely. And it doesn't ring. We call it, in the church, we call it the three B's. And once there was a song about it, it was terrible.
What?
Yeah.
You had a song?
Some worship pastor way before me wrote a song about it. And evidently, it was really, really bad. So it comes up only in joking circumstances.
We must find.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Song.
We could post that. But so, yeah. So that doesn't, you know, that's not real catchy. It doesn't really capture the imagination of a 14-year-old.
Hey, let's come to the three B's.
The three B's, right.
Yeah.
So for us, and this is stated overtly with the leaders, the students, everybody, is we want to help students own their own faith.
Okay.
So we're really focused on helping them transition to a faith that maybe they inherited from their parents or are a part of just because their parents are, to their making their own decision about it. So we work hard to make that separation and make it their own faith. And that's our mission statement in student ministry.
Okay, good.
What about you?
Yeah, we have a mission statement. We actually wrote it about 3 or 4 years ago. I had a few versions of it through the years, but I sat down with my middle school director and we wrote a fresh one. What prompted the writing of that was we felt like we were undergoing a bit of a culture change actually in the student ministry, with just a change in where kids were coming from. We had kids coming from other churches that were kind of falling apart a little bit, and it was changing the dynamics of our group some. And so we felt compelled to really clarify who we were, who we are, so that we can keep on mission. So this is how we did it. We went away for a night, and we sat down and we brainstormed all the things that are important to us in student ministry.
Sure, which the list has got to be long.
Yeah, I think we had 25, 30 things.
Sure, absolutely.
And we sat around for hours. And then eventually those things kind of landed into certain categories.
Yep.
And from those categories, we created something that we call the core essentials.
Core essentials.
There's six of them. And we've graphically represented them. We put just the right words on each one of them. So they're all three words. And then from that, we crafted this mission statement.
That gets you to those six essentials.
The six essentials are in that statement.
Perfect.
In some fashion, or at least alluded to. So this is our mission statement. It's building a community of students who love Jesus and love people while creating a culture where everyone is welcome and anything is possible. Which we thought was pretty good.
I actually think it's pretty good as well.
So we put that on a banner. It's in the front of our youth room, right behind the stage. And then the core essentials we put up on the wall in icon form, which I got from your great graphics guy.
Absolutely.
And they are Jesus is life, everyone is welcome, relationships are crucial, students are celebrated, love compels us, and anything is possible. So since we did that, I use that in communication a lot. So I use it with the leaders to teach about who we are, why we do what we do. I use it with the students in the same fashion. And whenever I'm talking about the youth ministry to new families in the church, I refer to that mission statement and those core essentials all the time.
Yep. Same over here. In fact, we may or may not have stolen your idea of sort of the core essentials. We call them the pillars. And we created four things that
pillars
were really important.
Pillars just sound so much stronger.
I know. And they're up on like wood pallet wood up on our walls. You know, that very trendy hippie thing.
Did you guys write a song for your pillars?
No, we don't have
you
a song.
You should write a song for your pillars.
We totally should. But yeah, we have the four pillars. And again, we're trying to make it crystal clear, not only to our volunteers and our leaders, but also our students. We want the students to know this is what we're trying to do here.
Right.
Because honestly, we can't do it without them. I mean, you or I or even our volunteers on our best day doing our best work cannot create the culture we're trying to create if the students don't come along for the ride. They can kill it. So I think it's important that once we have a mission statement, once we have these core essentials or pillars or whatever you call them in your context, we have to communicate them often and clearly.
Mm-hmm.
We did a series in both our middle school and high school this year called This Is Us. Yes, we stole the most popular TV show in the history of the world at this point in time. Used the graphics, used the music, used everything.
Nice.
But then just did a series on these are the four pillars that are important to us.
Okay.
And one of ours is all are welcome.
Yeah.
Which is it's similar to one of yours. It's a great thing, but if the students aren't welcoming other students, it's just a plaque on the wall.
Okay.
So we got to bring them along for the ride.
And you said that your mission statement definitely corresponds to the larger church mission statement.
Yeah, we will reference that from time to time. Again, it, 3Bs, we don't call it that, but we'll talk about how important it is because we think our students are going to be sitting in the main service. They need to be comfortable with the language and the vision of the church.
Our church wrote our mission statement probably 10 years ago, and it's on the wall of the church in a couple different places. But my guess is that most people still don't know it.
Mm.
And so we actually didn't write our youth ministry mission statement with that in mind.
Okay.
So you guys are probably better aligned with the church's vision than we are.
Yeah.
We did this kind of on our own. But what I found is that when we did this and then we graphically represented it, now that we've added some staff to the church, we have a communications director, we have an executive pastor that we didn't have when we created that mission statement, the church is kind of catching up to the youth ministry in terms of clarity, visual representation, you know, pithiness in the way we say things, and just being real clear about who we are and what we're about. So I feel like in some ways we kind of set the pace.
I love it when a youth ministry is setting the pace for the entire church. Love
that. Yeah. But at the same time, we still have our separate thing. And like you guys, we teach on it regularly. We train our leaders in it regularly and want to keep them on mission.
Yeah. So if you're out there listening, do you have a mission statement? Are you crystal clear on what you're trying to accomplish in your ministry? Is it written down? Is it communicated? Is it taught? Are people on board with it? Because I think that's very important to really moving forward in the culture you're trying to create.
Yeah, and I think the way that you represent it graphically and in the language that you use
is
really, really important to creating a culture that's going to be united in what you're trying to do.
Yep, and if you don't have one already, and that's probably a normal thing, a lot of places don't have them, don't create it in a vacuum. You know, you said you get together with your middle school director, you know.
Yeah.
Whether you have other people on your staff or whether it's a handful of volunteers, maybe even you have a culture where you get a couple students involved and just get some other voices in there because then you already have buy-in once the mission statement's crafted.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
So, mission statement. Good stuff.
All right.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow with the next letter of the alphabet, Sherpa's Alpha.
Peace.